Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 8, 1804. Day 148 of the expedition. Camped on an island near an occupied Arikara village. The captains have seen several abandoned Arikara villages as they have traveled the last 3 days. These camps were not abandoned as such, but possibly camps used as the seasons change. The Arikaras, although non-nomadic, moved around, but returned to one or more of their previous lodge sites. Today, the captains find an occupied village and camp nearby until October 11. The camp was probably in present-day Corson County, South Dakota, above the mouth of the Grand River. Captain Clark writes,
"A cool morning. Set out early, the wind from the northwest. Proceeded on past the mouth of a small creek on the larboard, about 2.5 miles above Grouse Island. At the lower part of an island, two of our men discovered a village. The island is covered with fields where those people raise corn, tobacco, and beans. Great numbers of people came on the island to see us pass. We passed above the head of the island, and Captain Lewis, with two interpreters and two men, went to the village. I formed a camp of the French in guard on shore, with one sentinel on board of the boat at anchor. A pleasant evening, all things arranged both for peace or war. This village is situated about the center of a large island and near the foot of some high, bald, uneven hills. Several Frenchmen came up with Captain Lewis in a pirogue, one of which is a Mr. Graveline, a man well versed in the language of this nation, and gave us some information relative to the country and nation. Captain William Clark, October 8, 1804.
Joseph Graveline was an associate or employee of Regis Loisel and Pierre-Antoine Tabot, reported in 1811 as having lived among the Arikaras for more than 20 years. The captains found him useful as an Arikara interpreter, and in 1805 he accompanied the Arikara chief, who journeyed to Washington. Monday, the Arikara, very friendly.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Music, courtesy of Columbia Legacy Records. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.